tweeted at me. I've got to be nice.
Exactly. I'll tweet bad things about you. Elvis Duran. I'm going to say radio legend. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Radio legend. Mark. Legend with a capital L. Radio legend.
You're the legend here and you know it.
Anyway, let's talk about the breakfast show. You've just been up there tomorrow morning radio. I'm going to ask you some qualities. Tell me how important they are on a scale of 1 to 10 and why.
Okay.
Obsession with radio.
You know what? Obsession with radio, a 10. But only if you understand what radio means to your listener. Radio has to be important or they're not going to listen to you. So we all have to be obsessed with it. Does that make sense?
Kind of, yeah, sort of.
Radio means different things to different people, but my obsession with radio is it's my way of connecting with listeners and they connect with me. So yes, obsessed. 10.
More important to be fun or funny?
Funny. It's easier and more natural to be funny. I mean, to be fun. Fun is more important. Funny is an acquired skill, and some people can be funny, some people can't. I'm not funny. I'm fun. Fun's more... Obsession with fun. I'm going to put two of yours together. Obsession.
Stood next to your producer here, an ability to take criticism.
I do pretty well with criticism. As long as I trust the person who's giving it to me. I don't always agree with it, but, you know, sure, you can criticize me all you want. I have no problem with that. We learn through criticism. At the same time, you know, some criticism is from people who don't know what they're talking about.
That's Dennis Clark, by the way.
Dennis
Clark
has no idea what he's talking about.
What is your worst nightmare in a breakfast show?
My worst nightmare is I will be irrelevant, and what I have to say doesn't matter to people. Then my day is done. My job is done. So that's why it's important for us to be relevant and touching the hearts of our listeners every day.
Final question. Okay, in a brutal industry, what's the key to longevity?
Luck. It really is truly luck. And, you know, kissing the right asses, being in the right place at the right time. Maybe there's a little talent involved, but I think really understanding your audience, understanding the people you work with, and just knowing that everyone just wants to be happy. Everyone wants to live their lives and feel loved, and it's our job to make people feel safe and loved. And as long as you do that every day in a consistent manner, you'll stick around a long time, I think.
Thank you, Elvis Duran.
Sparky Marks in the house.
Thank you very much. Pleasure. Rush me. I know.
Brad, how are you?
It's me.
Excuse me, Dennis. Sorry. Are you around for a while or are you? Okay, so I'll catch you later.
He's got a flat.